Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. Have you ever observed a young man and realized how much he really looked like his father, and so much so that there was no denying it? Kind of interesting meeting folks like that, isn't it? You sure know where they belong. And there are some young men that sound just like their father when they talk. And there are some that think much like their father. There are some whose habits are like their father's habits. In Genesis, the first chapter, verse 26, God says, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." I think it's amazing that of all of God's creation, only mankind was made in the image and likeness of God. We bear the physical attributes of God Himself. Think about that. Isn't that amazing? We are like Him in that we can reason and think like nothing else in all creation. The Bible tells us that God sees, hears, smells, tastes, and touches. He loves some things and hates other things. God made us the same way. We too see, hear, smell, taste, and touch. God also gave us the capacity to love and to hate. Another interesting truth, God is a Trinity, and He made us a threefold being too, body, soul, and spirit. It really is an interesting study when you look at the similarities in how God created us in His image and likeness. Nothing else in all creation has been made like mankind. I want to take this a step further, though. Isn't it ironic and also very sad that all of God's creation shouts forth His praise and glory and majesty, except mankind? Think about the beauty of a rose, an azalea, the red, yellow, and orange colors of the changing leaves, the clear blue sky, the twinkling of the stars at night, the bright full moon, the strength of a horse, the gracefulness of a deer, the peaceful grazing of sheep, the song of a canary, the grandeur of snow-capped mountains. All those things shout forth the praise of their Creator God. No wonder the psalmist said, "The whole earth is filled with His glory." And yet none of those things that I just mentioned was made in the likeness or image of God. But man, who was made in the very likeness of God Himself, is the least of all creation to bring forth praise to God. What a tragedy. Do you and I talk like our Father God? When others hear you and me speak, and they tell who our Father is? Is our speech seasoned with love, grace, kindness, and thankfulness? Are the things that you and I do much like our Heavenly Father's? The way we think, the way we feel about others. Is our heart full of love and compassion like God's is? In other words, would people be able to recognize that God is our Father because of how we talk, how we walk, how we think, how we relate to other people, and how we live all the time? We need to live that way, folks, if we truly abide in Christ as the Bible teaches us. We will bear fruit, and others will know that we are of God. How is it with you? Do angry, bitter words come from your mouth? Does bitterness and hatred have a secret place in your heart? Are you ashamed of your Heavenly Father? Or do you delight in Him? Are you so filled with the fullness of God's Spirit that you love to tell others about how good your Heavenly Father is? Oh, I hope that's how it is for you. I hope that you love to tell others about your Father. I think it's interesting to note how little fellows, little boys, sometimes who just think their dad is able to do anything, are so enthralled with him and just love to tell others about the good things and the big things that their daddy can do. Well, I believe that God would delight in us doing the same thing, as we are enthralled and believe totally in him, that we just love to tell others about how good our Heavenly Father is. That is truly God's heart. Well, may God bless you today as you ponder these truths that we've been talking about here. Do you resemble your Heavenly Father, or do you not? Consider that as you go through your day today and live for God. May your life, may your speech, may your attitudes, may your actions truly resemble our Heavenly Father. God be with you.